All Flowers Are Beautiful, Suzanne Chazin. I grew up in a small town where the elementary school was a 10-minute walk from my house, and in an age not so long ago when children could go home for lunch and find their mother waiting. At the time, I did not consider this a luxury, although today it certainly would be. I took it for granted that mothers were the sandwich makers, the finger-painting appreciators, and the homework monitors. I never questioned that this ambitious, intelligent woman, who had had a career before I was born, and would eventually return to a career, would spend almost every lunch hour throughout my elementary school years just with me. I only knew that when the noon bell rang, I would race breathlessly home. My mother would be standing at the top of the stairs, smiling down at me with a look that suggested I was the only important thing she had on her mind. For this, I am forever grateful. Some sounds bring it all back. The high-pitched squeal of my mother's tea kettle, the rumble of the washing machine in the basement, the jangle of my dog's license tags as she bounded down the stairs to greet me. Our time together seemed devoid of the gerrymandered schedules that now pervade my life. One lunchtime when I was in the third grade will stay with me always. I had been picked to be the princess in the school play, and for weeks my mother had painstakingly rehearsed my lines with me. But no matter how easily I delivered them at home, as soon as I stepped on stage, every word disappeared from my head. Finally, my teacher took me aside. She explained that she had written a narrator's part to the play and asked me to switch roles. Her words, kindly delivered, still stung, especially when I saw my part go to another girl. I didn't tell my mother what had happened when I went home for lunch that day,